backlash on social media platforms and Silicon Valley on the whole is gaining momentum. This week on Techonomics, a children's advocacy group is starting a campaign to help kids and their parents cope with the addictive nature of online platforms. That conversation is now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for giving a listen. The pushback against Facebook, Google, and other digital platforms has been growing. It goes beyond the weaponization of fake news via social media, and it blows past questions of monopolistic control of digital marketing and other spaces. No, this is more about creating addictive technology, the dopamine hits that come with more likes than ever, or more shares, or more retweets. It's the never-ending scroll of a so-called news feed. Early engineers and designers of these highly successful companies are turning on their former hands that fed, experts on building addictive products because they actually built the products. There's a coalition of these concerned former engineers and designers who are creating the Center for Humane Technology. San Francisco-based Common Sense Media has joined that effort. Here's my chat with a Common Sense Media executive about their approach to kids and digital media.
Colby Zintel, and I'm the Vice President of External Affairs at Common Sense Media.
Thank you for joining us. I wanted to talk to Common Sense Media because there's been a push late last year and into this year kind of against social media because of a lack of understanding. It seems to me that social media has been around for a while, but we're starting to get to some actual real peer-reviewed data coming back about its effects, especially on children. I'd like to know what Common Sense Media's approach is to this as part of the changing mood, if you will, when it comes to social media.
Absolutely. So Common Sense Media has a research program, and we study the kids' media use. And one of the studies that we did in 2017 was looking at how kids feel about their social media use and whether or not they feel like it is, we call it addicting, right? Which just means that they can't get off it. We found that over 50% of teenagers feel like they are addicted to their phones. More than that, though, we also found that two-thirds of families in the country feel like kids' use of social media and kids kind of always on their devices causes real tension in family dynamics and in the family environment. So we're finding that the trend is getting negative, and we're working now to try to reverse that so that kids are using media and technology in ways that optimize their experience and doesn't cause so much tension with the family.
And specifically to that, and we're going to put a link up to your results there, but can we talk about the Center for Humane Technology? That seems like something that you were involved with as well.
Common Sense announced that we're partnering with an organization called the Center for Humane Technology for a campaign that we're calling Truth About Tech. The Center for Humane Technology was founded by Tristan Harris. Tristan is a former Google design ethicist, and he left Google because he wanted to devote his entire career to helping tech companies design products that are more ethical. We're called ethical design. Mm-hmm. The reason is, he says, the people that are working behind the screen, the engineers and the product development people, are creating products that are meant to be addictive, and that our feeling that we can't get off our phone, or that, you know, that anxiety that we have when we forget our phone at home or something, right, is actually intentional. So the Truth About Tech campaign is meant to expose the fact that our feelings of addiction about our phone is an intentional result of the social media sites themselves. And what we're asking for is to bring sort of tech into this conversation and then encourage them or force them to make some changes that benefit all of us so that we feel less addicted to our phones.
Yeah, Mr. Harris is definitely a headline name when it comes to this effort. There's also a former Facebook engineer, Justin Rosenstein, who developed the like button, and he is also for ethical design right now. Do you see kind of a critical mass happening and going in this direction when it comes to ethical design and making a real serious push to make our social media and our digital lives, frankly, less addictive?
We absolutely see that happening. I mean, we think a lot of engineers are coming out saying that we can do this better. And, you know, the critics say, you know, you're asking these big companies to change their business models, but we're the designers and the engineers are perhaps suggesting that this doesn't have to be a profit killer, that there are better ways to design products with human beings in mind. And, you know, the other thing I would add to that is that kids are the unintended consequences of Facebook's addictiveness. You know, Facebook was never designed with kids in mind. You know, Snapchat, maybe. Kids just started using this technology, and we never considered what the consequences were from a, you know, brain health and development standpoint. And I think people are starting to feel guilty about that.
Right. And Roger McNamee, also an early investor in Facebook, is very vocal. He's been very much in this realm as well. And you mentioned Facebook there. It was not intended for kids, but they developed a kid product, the Facebook Messenger for kids. I mean, what was your take on that?
Yeah, we are not in favor of Facebook Messenger for kids because we think, again, it's an environment that just encourages more and more kids to get on the platform. Remember, Facebook doesn't have our kids' best interest in mind. Facebook's ultimate goal is to get us on that platform, to get us clicking and coming back, whereas kids need things that help them learn and connect and are really optimized for the stage of life where they are.
Would you agree with the statement, technology is hijacking our minds and society?
So common sense would agree with that statement, but with a caveat. Social media and technology can be used for good, but we need to dampen or lessen the negative impact. Think about a car. A car is a really good example of this. You know, a car can cause a lot of harm, but overall, a car is a good thing. It gets us from point A to point B. But when cars were invented, they didn't have seatbelts, they didn't have airbags, they didn't have emission standards. So we had to add in those things to optimize the car. At Common Sense, we see the exact same thing. With technology and with social media, we need to add seatbelts and airbags and really start to consider what is the safest use for media and technology that optimizes our human existence, our democracy, and our brain health.
If I could circle back to Facebook Messenger for kids, there are recent reports that the research behind saying it's not addictive to kids are researchers that were funded by Facebook. One last thing, Common Sense Media does have something to help parents when it comes to kids and screen time. I happen to know because I've used it with my child. Could you describe a little bit that worksheet that you have?
Yeah, so Common Sense has a number of resources for parents to help manage kids' screen time. Everything from how to set parental controls to how to find the best age-appropriate media. And this is, you know, everything from social media to age-appropriate movies and books and TV shows. And we also have a whole advice section. We call it Parent Concerns. So anytime a parent has a concern about should my kid be on Facebook Messenger or what age should my kid get a phone or how to set certain limits so that you have a healthy balance in your family and the phone doesn't hijack your entire relationship with your kid.
Well, Colby, thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate Common Sense Media's research as well as its perspective on our digital lives. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
That was Colby Zintel. She's Vice President of External Affairs at Common Sense Media. For links to Common Sense Media's parental help pages, please go to KGORadio.com and look for the story that corresponds with this week's show. All of our sourcing is there in that story. And that's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed what we pulled together. Please check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, or Audioboom for all of our podcasts. Just search Techonomics. On Twitter, I'm at KGO Jason. And on Big Blue, we are Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.